Yes, you was when you were born.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Amen.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You can greet of your brethren
and
wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wish
them the very best that you would have wished yourself. Praise Jesus much. All you, the new ones in the physical eyes, because I've ever seen you, our home is in heaven. We move on to welcome you. We don't welcome you as new people, but on the physical eyes. You seem new, but our Father is in heaven, as we children are on the world.
Even
the way we arrived here, it's amazing. I've ever seen you, and you have ever seen me.
But
because you forgot me,
but
come see, we resume meet together, and we get renewal. Now we've gathered in the gathering of the Holy Spirit in knowing each other. People of physical clans gather, and they have gone to know each other. We need to know each other in this gathering.
Your
neighbor or the one behind, you think they came from where? Yet
you
are all of the holy clan. We came to know each other,
and
know more what the Father is reasoning in the gathering of the holy clan.
You
know, when Jesus reached on the world, spoke in John 14, verse 5-7. Where I go, you know the way. And we told him, now we don't know where you're going. How dare we know the way?
If
we still remembered where we came from, and we had forgotten, we welcome you all new in the physical eyes, and we give our glory and honor to God. We're looking for you, and he searches you as sheep for him, and as a man inquires. Praise Jesus much. He searched for you, he's brought you. We too want to give you what is given us, to reach on to you today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God
for all the testimonies. Praise Jesus much. Me, I wonder, the miracles of God, there is no sweating in them. They bring a mad person. You'd remember the first one. I told you, the Spirit tells you, leave the person there.
So, I first
work on them, raise a hand, pray for them. Now the second mad person. They brought him, they tied him in the car. The time I was meant to go eat the food after service, I told them, leave him there. I went to eat food, I came back. It's peaceful, not sweating.
He
told them, I am no more mad, take me out of the car. And they sat him down there. Me, when I came, we began to chat with him.
Anytime
the sister saw her, the madness will overtake the man.
She
chases her the entire village. Even some of the villages.
And
demons attacked that of his head. But it involved his wife.
But
as you know, we're not working alone. We are workers together.
There
are times he said, leave that person to me alone. You'll involve yourself later. I came later, we chatted, prayed a little for him. And he had never been mad from then. Many things God does. If we seek his kingdom and righteousness, the rest is to freely add them to us. Miracles are food to children. Another came to seek God. I want to know.
Said,
I failed to give you a child for our indebted of you. And I told her, God has a debt, you have a debt to pay.
Now,
pay God is debt of seeking him for he searches for you, and you get those. He will give you what you need. It's the same month she conceived. Now, you know, most people say,
twandibadde tubikwata ku muki
would have captured on video
tulage ku bantu
and we show the people. There is a doctor who still calls me up to today. Those of new generation where we give birth from. Every time we want to operate, people will go there.
And you give
me 1 or 2 hours. If they don't give birth, you operate them. As
is
there, children come out
with this.
Now we made a phone call to
me.
Man, what is that?
I told
him that is the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit in our midst. He wants to come to study. The doctor, but some things are beyond him. Now we thank God.
Seeking
his kingdom and righteousness. The power manifests where we don't expect it. And it works by the Holy Spirit. There are many things we thank him for that. He took us in the journey of Busoga. We preached the gospel
in
all ways of righteousness. Not preaching opening the Bible alone, but even in action working. Praise Jesus much. And I don't want to spy much. I want to give Pastor 3-5 minutes. Apostle Emmanuel and the wife. These are the ones who welcomed us in Busoga. As they welcomed us, we wanted to pay back the visit to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's also welcome them. Someone can say, why have you separated them? You would have come with the other visitors. This is not the honorable, but they are honorable in the Lord. But
what's
made them differentiate it? Those they are meant to speak to us. Because of the conference we had there.
We came,
they wouldn't have had time to speak that. But we welcome you.
This,
you can step on it. It has no problem.
Hallelujah. Glory to the holy name of our Father and Son. I'm Monda Emmanuel. I'm an apostle. She's Miss Uganda. Rhoda Monda. She's rejoice.
Sanyuka.
Alinife. Amen. She's my firstborn.
Yemwala fasoka.
The followers are twin.
Abamudako balongo.
And then there is Prosper and Praise.
Ye Prosper and Praise.
And Precious is the last born.
Precious ya semba yo.
We managed to come with her.
Tuasoba dokujana ye.
Because she's so important.
Kupanga mukuru nyo.
She's heading the others. Maybe
mukuru wabalala.
Say hi to us. Then I'll speak last.
Kasoka tubuzeko nze sembe yo.
Rejoice and ma'am.
Praise God.
Yebaswe mukama.
My name is Alinife Rejoice Esther.
Nze Esther.
I come from Tower of Revival Church.
I come from Mvaku Ark of Revival Church. Tower?
Tower of Revival Church.
Tower Bujiri. Of Revival Church, Bujiri.
I'm in senior to my God.
Ndi senior to.
Praise the Lord.
Yebaziwe mukama.
I want to thank God for the opportunity he has given us to come into this place and to hear the message that is in this place. Someone once said that God does not waste introduction. God does not waste introduction. There is a reason why God would connect you to someone. There is a reason why God would take you to some village. Some people have found themselves marrying. Some people have found themselves getting business. Some have found themselves relocating into that place. So sometimes we don't understand why God would connect you. So we are appreciative to God for this opportunity. And we want to thank you, church, for sending the ministers of God to Bujiri. We were indeed blessed. And we believe that the land will not remain the same. That Bujiri, as part of Uganda, will carry the mantle that God expects us to carry. And I want to thank God that He has left me in this generation that I should act. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First and foremost, I want to thank the Almighty God and for the life has given us, and also to allow us to be in this generation and to be born in Uganda and more so in the eastern Uganda. Near the river Nile.
Okumpi ne umugachira.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, I want to take this opportunity to thank the men of God in their absence. Pastor Fred.
Baidu.
And Pastor Moses.
Ne Musumba Moses.
He was Pastor Fred.
Yali Musumba Fred.
Who came?
Eyaja.
And he was on so much on the man of God. That why can't you come to our land? And I hear according the story and the testimony that God confirmed that your first mission began in Busoga. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Fred didn't know me.
Mukusumba Fred yaita manye,
but he came. But somehow they didn't show me where I was. For some reason. He came back another time. Still they hid me. The third time, I showed up myself. When I saw him, I realized I have never seen him. So he started narrating to me about the man of God and the ministry. And he said it would be good to organize for him to come. And they were already planning. But when he was reading to me his plan, I said that is the wrong way. We have structures in this land. We can use this structure. And we see this man come. And I think we shall be blessed. But the devil tried to fight. Whatever we are trying to do, it was being frustrated. But God is good. And I thank God for the man of God. Finally, I requested Pastor Fred and Moses that let the man of God come. At least we hear from him as a small group. So that we may test the spirit in him. Because we have never seen him. Or we have never heard about him. You know, when God sent me to that land, He told me to keep that gate. So many times, I remember that call. So when the man of God came, we were not many, but we are very few. But He spoke as if He's speaking to a thousand
people.
Almost 3 hours. And just got connected my spirit. Not because of his long speech, but the authority and authenticity. The power. The truth. And the light.
No chitanga.
In the word. He gave me 3 minutes. I'm remaining with one. Amen.
Amen.
For long.
Obanga dene.
We have been waiting.
Tubadde tulinda.
For long.
Ebanga dene.
We have been waiting.
Tubadde tulinda.
For the promise.
Or ekisubizo.
For the land.
Eche takere.
We had reached a level.
Twali tuseddala.
Some of us.
Abamu kufe.
That we are losing hope.
Ngesubi litugwamu.
We had come to think.
Twali tutusokulowoza.
That maybe God has changed his mind.
Chiraba kamukama yeichusa.
About Uganda.
Eri Uganda.
And the East.
Ne Eastern Uganda.
Because they say revival is in Uganda for the whole world.
Revival erimu Uganda kugenda munsi yonna.
But it will come from the
East. Ne sibuka mu East.
The men and the women who have been on the platform, so that we can learn from them. Many have been frustrated. Some of us, we had stopped reading newspapers, listening to
radio
and television, because you see everything is
bogus.
There is no hope. But God is merciful. I'm not here to praise the man of God. I'm here to praise the living God. Amen.
Amen.
You people who are here, you are blessed. The enemy wanted to resist the man of God to come to
Busoga.
And all the men, the mighty men around the
district,
they were resisting. But I thank God that he has put me at a level that they can listen. These people who are there, those who came, they are my witness. Because even the chairperson said that we accept because we respect him.
Emmanuel.
So now there are people who are telling me, when are you calling us to organize for him to come? Now they want him to go. One pastor called me, that man of God, we are in trouble. What are we going to preach on Sunday? Because many of our Christians have attended the conference. Now what are we going to preach? How are we going to divide the word of God? Man, you have set a standard.
What a devil standard.
And you are creating a problem for us. May God help us. I'm here before the living God. As long as this man does not go astray, I'll be part of what he's doing with my family. He's a loving man. Your team challenged us. What he said, it is true. They preach the full gospel. The team, almost everybody is married. They are responsible people. But they were doing the work. And also, I want to thank you, church. Because of the challenge we went through, I couldn't mobilize finances to make the work stand. But whenever he was calling, I don't know whether he was calling his wife, but there was some support coming from this side. So he's saying he was calling you. Thank you so much for supporting the work on the other side.
Amen.
We are believing God
that
this is the time. And also we are saying, God, we are ready. to be taught that we get the full knowledge
okumanya okujudde
of his word
olw'ekigambo kye
and the power of his word
amanyi g'ekigambo kye.
Amen.
Amen.
I am not the preacher
manya mubulizi,
but may God bless you.
Ne mukama bawo mukisa.
Our church is called Towers of Revival.
Kungano lya feritwa Towers of Revival.
I'm a farmer
ndi mulime
and also director of a school
era director w'essomero
and a founder of Towers of Revival Church
era eyatandika Towers of Revival Church.
My wife is working with the Infectious Disease Institute.
Mchala wanga kwela ne kitongole echo Infectious Disease Institute.
Based in Makerere University.
Bali Makerere University.
She's a monitoring and evaluation manager.
She's a monitoring and evaluation manager.
We have also a home in Bweyogerere.
Tulina na makamu Bweyogerere.
May God bless you.
Mukama bawo mukisa.
Mutume mukama bawo mukisa.
Apostle, God bless you.
Yes, you was very
praise Jesus much.
Chetuwa singa anye enyum mutume.
What we found much in Apostle.
Echiyamba wona wona.
What helps everywhere.
Okukakara.
To humble.
Okubuza.
To inquire.
Kulie chari no kubuza.
About everything is meant to
chiamanyi
ask.
Chiamanyi.
What he knows and what he doesn't know.
Abuza. Nechiamanyi kagama. Nkakasoba nchi kwa mbutu.
Knows. Of he inquires to prove whether he does it rightful.
Na ye,
but
bosingana basajja bwebati.
When you find men like those,
baba waddeko kuvunanyizwa bwe bayite ebitiibwa.
Given responsibility which they call honors.
Tebatera kukakana.
They rarely humble.
Watu seri.
We reached there.
Mubyo munsi.
In the world.
Oliye kunganiro lyetolola no
na. There is a synagogue which surrounds the entire place there.
Lyazimba.
It's the one he builds.
It's
big in it.
And
if someone builds it in things out there, they feel they are big.
It's
also built his stored house where he lives. As you know, things of this age,
if the
pastor has those things, you can no more humble. He sees he's up there. The blessing of God is with him. Now what else does he need? But the blessing of God manifests in the eternal life. And the rest of the additions God gives us.
So
now we found the humility in the inquiring. Upon everything is asked.
They pray
everything.
And
they accept that to humble. What makes me happy? Me too, I loved it much. He said we shall move together. If they ask you whom you move with,
and
the character you know them, lest they just explain them. But indeed, we
too
are part of them as they became part of us. And we shall stand together to see the light
Uganda.
Shine entire East and Uganda.
Boba Kiriza,
they accepted
Okukunga Eastern Uganda.
To mobilize the entire Eastern Uganda.
Hey, today
and we go
Rudapo.
Back in another conference.
Yes, you have
praise been. Jesus much.
Kampala munaba mukyasirise.
Kampala, as you seem silent, it will be boiling up there. Boils, it will be ready. That's the word of God. And it begins to overflow. It begins to power to whoever needs it.
In
every place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
now we thank God for you, Apostle. May God bless you. Thank you for standing.
No,
I made a phone call, they put it on loud. We are here, send us help. We stand with the brethren here.
And
we sent help. Those who sent individually, every money you gather together, let me tell you, we lacked nothing there. Thank you for starting with us.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much. Indeed, we manifest the work of God. Apostle did everything he can. Remember, it's
and
they say you brought this man to us. Now it's up to you. But at the end, bring us the man back.
All
preparations they left to him, for he's the one who brought the man.
But
they ended again and they attached themselves. What can we do? What is next?
So tweebaza Mukama.
Now we thank God.
Tuwadde baali bamulekedde ensonga.
Though they left the issues to him.
Teyate yagamba bannaye tugende mu maaso
mujje. Said, let's move on, come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mukama tumudize kitibwa n'ettendo.
Give glory and honor.
Katubeeko kituwengere okufuna.
Let's have something we get to share.
Twagala kweyongerayo mu kulaba enkozi za Satan.
We want to move on to Satan's schemes.
Eri Katonda n'eri kanisa.
And to God and unto church.
Twagala kulaba enkozi za Satan.
We want to see Satan's schemes.
Eri Katonda n'eri kanisa.
And to God and unto church.
Tuli mu kanyomero kali.
We are in the other aspect.
Ruwachi.
Why do we know schemes of Satan? Unto God and unto his church.
Or
unto his people.
Yes, he was
praise
when
Jesus much.
Mm.
But
mm.
that part we are into. Satan never lets captives go back to their home country in the kingdom of heaven. Satan put seven prisons. Those are the seven mountains where the adulterous seats. Able to bind and reign whoever arrives on this world that they don't go back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
ended last time and we saw the mountain of the household of God, how it's meant to be rising on the top above the mountains. But these mountains, they are seven.
There
are prisons of Satan.
We
raised up and engulfed the mountain of the household of God.
So,
now this day, we want to begin on the seven mountains, the seven prisons, where Satan and his fallen angels, they have bound the children of God, and that they could not make it home back in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The seven mountains
and
the seven prisons of Satan, where he is imprisoned, the children of God, the people of God, and they can't make it back to their home country. These seven prisons and the seven mountains, they engulfed the mountain of the household of God, the whole rightful church that we saw of last time. That we can still see off ahead there.
So
now these seven mountains, where is the mountain of the false church, it was lifted high and it engulfed the mountain of the household of God, the rightful holy church.
So
when you speak of seven mountains and they are the seven prisons of Satan, where he bound the children of God
and
could not make it back home in heaven, the first mountain, and today we head on to see it, that is the spiritual false church. The second mount we shall see after the spiritual wickedness. The third mountain is the politics of the devils. The third mountain,
the
economics and the finances of the devils. These days the gospel changed in church, seeking peace of the world. Money says seek for me. Even God said seek for me.
You'll
see the economic mountain, the prison of Satan.
It
bound many children of God and
didn't
get wisdom make it back home in heaven.
Now
we have the social mountain, the social relations, clans, nations, and languages. In there, people get saved but they're not gotten from their clans to enter the holy clan of the children of God. Those are mountains on this world. They are invisible, not be seen by
people.
They are prisons, right from clans, nations, and languages to come from the clan of God. Accept these are your brethren who have come from nations, tribes, and other nations. The spirit still captured people. A prison.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then we have the sickness prison, the games and sports, where there is the red devils. You support Manchester, you support demons which are red.
abayimbi abagwagwa,
the musicians who are immoral,
abawe muda mu kuyimba
n'ebintu byonna, vulgar in their songs and their actions,
ebyemizanyo ebikyusiddwa nga biri mu Satan,
which has been changed, now it's in Satan.
Betting.
There is also betting involved.
And you get
foolish, corrupted in that
Msozi.
Mountain.
Garusi,
prisons of Lucifer on the world. It bound children of God. And they can't get back to their home country in heaven.
Then the
healthy mountain of the devils, which is false.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In there they took away where our home is. We don't know where we came from or where we are going. Even our real life, we don't know it. Most of the world, they think they are living, yet they died long time. Now this day, we look at the first mountain, the mountain of the spiritual false church, and it fights with the mountain of the household of God, the church of the saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We look to the mountain and the prison of Satan, of the spiritual false church,
fight
against the church or the mountain of the household of God, the church of the saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
the Bible begins with us,
says
Isaiah chapter 14 and the verse 17, and it says this,
Isaiah esule ye kumine
Isaiah 14 verse 17.
Eyazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebibuga byamu atatanga basibebe okudde ewaabwe.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Isaiah
14:17. It says that this Satan never let captives go back to their home country. You come from verse 9. Isaiah 14:9-17.
He
will explain you of what concerns Lucifer.
Satan,
deceiver of the entire world.
But
in the verse 17, Bible says
he
didn't let captives go back their home country. But what surprises? Satan has physical prisons visibly seen.
Where
bound these people, as we have been hearing. Bible says in Philippians 3:20 that our home is in heaven. Satan made these prisons. He bound them, the minds, the understanding, the actions. Then they have no way to open eyes to see they go back to their home country. In time of binding them, as we first saw,
he
moved on this world
and made
seven major prisons, and they became mountains, the seven. Satan or the adulterous reign,
Jezebel,
the spirit of Satan, the evil one. And what he did
is
to create the false church, fight with the mountain of the household of God, the holy church, one of the seven mountains, or the seven prisons. The holy church, they
were
meant to be children of God, the saints, those meant to go back to heaven.
What
Jesus will come back for, and have no spot, no wrinkle. But Satan, in many years back, from 312, he best at Vatican,
Roma,
in Rome, put in place the mountain of the spiritual false church, and they built a building and
they
named it the church.
And
it shifted from our memory. We are meant to be the church,
that
without spot, no wrinkle. And many moved in building buildings, and they think they build the church of God,
the
church without spot, no wrinkle. It appears as if it's not a bondage,
but
one of the greatest prisons that is spread in the entire world. In the spiritual world,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when he tells us in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, he speaks like this.
Omubulizi, esura yomwenda,
Ecclesiastes 9 from verse 14.
Waliwo ekibuga ekitono n'abasajja abali omwo si bangi. Kabaka omukulu n'akitabaala n'akizingiza n'akizimbako amakomera amanene.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much. There was a city. People are not many.
Yes,
that is the planet Earth. A harsh king, he moved along it.
He
built big prisons on it.
This
we saw them last time. And there appeared a poor man who came to save that city. That poor man is the Lord Jesus. Those who were here last time we saw
this
that. This harsh man who moved this world.
When
we read the other time.
In
Job chapter 1, in verse 6 to down. When children of God had gathered, Satan came among them. God asked him, where are you coming from?
He
told him, I'm from moving up and down the world.
And
to move up and down it.
It
all devil moved this world.
And
for a way can build prisons in which he can bound whoever comes on the world.
And
they no more understand their home country where they came from heaven. When on the world, confusions begin. But when he looked in the beginning of Eddie, he said, what I have to do is one. I have to finish put mountains and their
complex
seven major prisons.
He
made prisons.
Yes,
those are the seven mountains which bound and reigned over people in the world.
And
they can't go back home in heaven. One of the most dangerous prisons.
The
church which seems spiritual but it is false.
It is
built like a building all over the world that Jesus is coming back for it. That is a prison. You are in the Catholic nobody, you go to heaven. And you know you are in the church, yet they bound you in it.
Then
you will check out of the body.
When you
never built of the church,
yet
you've been in the prison and you were slaves in there,
Satani.
Those of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That prison is very dangerous. For a prison on the mountain of the false church,
it
got the right church of Christ, the mountain of God is household, the saints of God, and it sunk it down and it disappeared. The mountain of God is household. The holy right church, it was swallowed by mountain. The prison of Satan is
the
false church.
Now
you were out there, you didn't know you were the church. And you
are
pressing that building got up onto you. And you see it's the church. And you say, let's go to the church.
And
when they come back to pick,
the
Lord Jesus has come back. You ask, coming for the building or you?
You know
how long that prison has spent on the world? First binds your mind and they enter into the building right from your infancy. It's the church. Those who died before us died knowing that those who checked from the body and unclothed as they arrive out of the body. And they
said, Lord,
we built St. Peter,
St. Mark's church.
St. Mark's church, we built it. That where is that church?
It's
a prison. Bind your understanding, even the way of knowing.
They
bind the mind of the entire world. And you forgot the holy church. That's the mountain they reigned over us in that. What is called the mountain?
It's easy
to bypass that foolishness.
Straight
out of that bondage to reaching knowledge that the building is the church, it's a mountain and it's a prison. Up to today in your mouth,
don't
cease to have a word, the building being the church.
Even
some of you feel contentions in you.
This man is speaking.
This building is the church.
Huh.
You feel bondage.
Uruana.
You're fighting, battling. But you don't know why you're battling it.
Yet,
God put you in a prison, you are a bound person in there.
You
even put a cross on the top. Jesus died for that church building.
Perhaps
it would have been a sign showing. Those who gather from there, Jesus died for them.
But
that's a bondage of many years back.
Bible says,
Revelation 17, the verse 9, speaks of this mountain. He says this. Revelation 17 from verse 9.
Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi emitwe omusanvu zensozi omusanvu omukazi zaatuddeko.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
What have you consolonge eva mazi?
There appeared a beast from the many waters. Revelation 17:15
says,
the many waters you saw,
where
the beast comes out,
these
are clans, nations, and languages.
This
is not the physical sea.
The
spirit of Satan appear in form of beast. The kingdom of Satan
raises
from the midst of people.
Said
the beast has seven heads.
And they
put it in the spiritual world, they say, these are mountains. The seven mountains where the adulteress sits. There are those who explain. And they say those mountains,
they are
the mountains around Kampala.
Friend,
this isn't a spiritual world. If you know it,
the
first time we started the mountain of God's household, and it's the church,
lifted
high up to what extent that mountain, the mountain of God's household,
when we come
to mountains of the devils, speak of the seven mountains. One of them
is
the church which seemeth spiritual, but it is false. Those are the buildings.
They have built
the entire world to be the church of Christ.
Those are
synagogues of the church.
But
it perverted this world not a few years.
Revelation
17:9 say,
Revelation 17:9. Emitwe omusanvu zensozi omusanvu omukazi zaatuddeko.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Wetagisa omoyo ogulina amagezi.
You need the spirit of wisdom.
Zensozi omusanvu zola. Emitwe omusanvu jola byegiri ku nsoro.
Seven heads of sin on the base.
Zensozi omusanvu omwenzi ku atu.
The seven mountains the adulteress sits on.
Ngafuga.
And she reigns.
Yatandikira ate byatandikira mu Roman Empire.
It began the Roman Empire.
Umanyi ya omukyalo oyo omwenzi oyo Jezebel.
That adulterous woman Jezebel.
Omoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of Satan.
Yatandika kuvuka ikanisa ya Roman
she
Empire.
She began to reign over the Roman Empire church, you know that.
Eyitibwa Roman Catholic.
That called the Roman Catholic.
Ye mukulembeze wayo.
She's the leader of that.
They
attached on her to be Mary.
Nyine Ekereziya.
The mother of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
say
you have
the spirit of wisdom.
Don't
speak for wisdom elsewhere. Bible speaks in Jeremiah 8 from verse
8
and to 10
that
wisdom is in the word. If you want wisdom
concerning
these mountains, you have to come in the word. Let's read Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8 verse 10.
N'ennimiro zaabwe eri abo abalizirya.
Katuve waggulu kale.
Yeremiya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiri olw'omunaana.
Jeremiah 8:8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe, naye laba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima. Olunyi olw'omwenda, abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama Era magezi ki agali mu bo.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Jeremiah 8:9
says.
Tibobanga oganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
You've rejected God's word.
Magezi ki agali mu bo.
What wisdom is within you?
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bo yagala okufuna amagezi amatuufu.
If you want to get rightful wisdom.
Aganyonyola ebyawandikibwa.
Which explains scriptures. It is in the scriptures still.
Kati bagamba.
Now they tell you.
Revelation 17:9.
There is where this wisdom.
The
seven heads of the beast.
There
are the seven mountains. Where the adulteress
is.
How to research which form of mountains are these. Praise Jesus. After you get wisdom. There is the mountain of God's household. And it's the church. After you get wisdom to realize.
It means
the mountains they speak of.
These
are not physical mountains. These are in the spiritual world.
Yet
they have a way they work in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Want
to see the mountain of the spiritual false church. The prison of Lucifer.
Where he's bound
to yearn, he's bound those who yearn to go to God.
Don't
go back home in heaven where they are
fathered. Fought
with the rightful mountain of the household of God. The church of the
Holy
One. They ruined it. And they trample it to become flat. They got the Holy Church,
which
was from the Acts,
and
they destroyed and dismounted. They trampled it. They trampled, leveled it. God says, "Oh, you've done it."
The
latter days are
coming. Mountain
of my house will rise up above other mountains.
Now,
days come back for them.
They trampled,
destroyed his church.
This is what
he said in Micah. Micah chapter 4.
Micah esule yokuna nolo nyiriri olusoka.
Micah 4 from verse 1.
Nemu nakwezolu vanyuma olituuka. Olusozi lwe nyumba ya Mukama luli balunywevu kuntiko yensozi. Era luli yimusibwa okusinga obusozi.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Nayo ituuka munakwezolu vanyuma.
Come to pass in the latter day.
Olusozi lwe nyumba ya Mukama.
The mountain of the household of God.
Tuchimanyi kanisa ye.
We know it's his church.
Era yefe.
It's us, the saints of God.
Waga matumanyi ngamuli yekalu ya Katonda.
Don't know your temples of the Lord.
Ndango moyo wako tunatula mumwe.
The spirit of God sits in you.
Kati olusozi lwe nyumba ya Mukama ulituuka munakwezolu vanyuma.
Mountain of God's house hold in the latter day.
Ngaze tulimo lero.
Just as we are in now.
Yimukosingo obusozi bonna byobulala.
Up above all other mountains. How many are the mountains? Have you realized them?
The
mountain of God's household, the church of God,
of
the Holy One,
that is
coming back for,
has
no spot, no wrinkle. What about these other mountains?
For
it has to be lifted high, passing those mountains. Mountains are seven. Those are the seven prisons where adulteress reigns over the entire world. And she's in the authority of Lucifer. Satan, who was bound in the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
They
got that church.
Even
we are in their struggling.
It
would have been the church of God.
But
the captivity involved.
They
got bound whoever rises up.
When
God rises, go build the church.
But
then they show them the glass church. Yet God says,
the glass church
is the synagogue.
But build this one.
Those are becoming
buffed
for.
Mountain
of God's household.
But
you in the world, you see the world is comfortable, peaceful, no wars.
When we say we don't
wrestle with flesh and blood,
but
principalities, he knows it, even evil spirits. The spiritual world and they overcome us. And they overcome the church.
Bible fulfills what
they
tell you.
They fight with the saints and overcome them.
They fought with
the church till they beat it down.
It
remained as if you are there, but we're in captivity.
The
right church is no more being built. There's one arising in the building. The
church
of God, a powerful church.
This is
one is the one of 700 billion worth.
Kanisa.
Church.
Mbundo.
That as he says,
I
don't know what he builds where the church. Jesus is coming back for what? You know, people say that apostle because he's a youth.
He's
not gotten money to build that. That's why he's campaigning them.
Gundi.
Friends,
don't
money will come no matter how much. That will not be
built as church.
It will be a synagogue.
Money
for building church. We shall
gather,
put it in the church you to build you.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. We shall
build
buildings according to fruits of righteousness. In those of holiness, we must do things.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But we have to know the
church.
We can't make activity and God tells it to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We cannot remain in captivity. In the Isaiah 2, verse 1 to down,
speak
of the mountain of God's house.
Isaiah esule yokubiri nolunyiri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1.
Ekigambo Isaiah omwana wa Amozi kyeyalaba ku Yuda ne Yerusalemi. Olunyiri olwokubiri. Olulituuka munaku ezoluvanyuma. Olusozi lwe nyumba ya Mukama lulinywezebwa ku ntiko y'ensozi. Era luligulumizibwa okukira ensozi.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. The mountain of God's household we sampled last time.
That
the church of the saints.
Children
of God led by the Spirit of God. They had put, suppressed it down. These seven mountains. The false church we see today. The spiritual wickedness
and
mountains, the politics of the devils,
the
economics of the devils,
the
social relations,
the
games and sports of the devils, the health of the
devils.
These ones got lifted high when we come to health. That they did to us, they showed us we are the body. When you forget your real life is in your spirit, the others call the world and they bind the one right from the one flesh on the world, and they don't realize they are a spirit in the body, and they are in their mirror. I'm looking good, but they have never seen themselves. You joke with conmanship on the world. But the time has come. The mountain of the household of God, the church of the holy ones, those led by the Spirit of God,
will
be lifted high. This is the generation. God is redeeming many to make it back to heaven.
Wait,
the number of
people
till it will be complete.
Yet,
and seasons is meant to be complete. Yet the problem which has been
to keep
you and build you as the holy church, it's been hard. We are on building, furnishing them.
Don't refuse,
we shall build and make them nice, but we shall not call them church. If I read the Acts, it says I hear they went to the synagogues.
And
brethren who gathered, those
the
church of the saints. I don't know how this captivity came about. Came about to spread from the head to the younger. Now look at that one is there. Even that one is there. I don't know whether Jesus comes back for that one.
I don't
know the service of God that we handle in this world. How dare you serve God in things you don't understand?
It's
one of the things which pains me. If I don't understand something, I don't do it, I do not know it.
And
when we began the journey of heaven, God told me, I told you what I don't know, I will not do it.
Because
I'll do it wrongly and then you beat me.
Now,
I will not do it if I don't know it. I ask to give me knowledge.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now, in all brethren, the mountain of the spiritual false church, a prison, the church of God was cast aside.
The
false words, this is the temple of the Lord. Temple of the Lord.
Let's
read it in Jeremiah.
Yeremia esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Jeremiah 7 verses 4.
Temwesiganga bigambo bya bulimba nti bino ye yekalu ya Mukama, ye yekalu ya Mukama, ye yekalu ya Mukama, yeno
ebigambo byo bulimba.
Deceptive words. You know, in the BC, there was a shadow temple. It was in the building. And in it was all things.
Those
needed to be the temple built for 3 days.
God
changed the building from the temple from the building. He said, break down that one. I'll build the one of 3 days. He raised up in it
and
raised with us who believe him. When he raised us up, he raised us to be the right church that is coming back for. And the building remained the synagogue. But the problem, prophecy came saying,
do
not trust deceptive words that this is the temple of the Lord. Temple of the Lord. Temple of the Lord. He asked, are these the temple?
When
he come back, pick for his church. Or his temple. What will he take? He takes these buildings. But indeed, what have we built? When we gather money, we say, God, let's gather money, build your church.
We sought
to buildings, furnish them.
And
we ignore church. Yet if we gather money, we build synagogue of the church of God.
And
we differentiate these, someone understand them. Now, brethren, if they ask you, the church of God that is coming back for, tell him, where is it? That it is you.
You were meant to
be built. How did they build you? And all along you say, they ask you, where are you going? I am going to church. Are you sure? What about you? You are what? Me? I am a Christian.
Okay.
If it's the name of the church.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. And remember,
after
we trusted deception of Satan,
the
temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord, Satan confused us.
And
he passes in his dreams. And appears to you, say, you finished it. And you dedicate it before God.
Yet
we have those we first dedicated. You call it dedication. To give out, dedicating. Dedicating.
But
when you came to confess
salvation,
we are giving you up as church. God to enter in his house.
As you
open churches, the building,
deception
of Satan, open up churches, children of God.
What is on there?
Knocking, wanting to enter. Now you make dedication day.
We are
going to dedicate the house of God. And we put there a rope like this. And we cut it.
We open
the house of God, come enter in it.
Solomon
prayed when he built the temple.
Nagamba, ayi mukama, osinzire yo muguru,
ekifo
kyendebeyo gyotuula, owute abantu abakusabira mu kifo kyo kino.
Eyamugamba
jangu ojiyingire mu Katonda
nnyo. How and where can God sit?
And
say, what house can you build for me? Even heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What house can you build for me?
But
please make it the temple. Give us the spirit be in us.
Kakati Satani.
Now Satan, he say you build buildings and to call him come
living.
Jesus explained Matthew 23, saying, whoever swears, the temple swears, the one who sits in it, the shadow temple, the devil knew that
you're
going to build shrines and call God who sits in the shrine. You will sit in there. You ended things out there. They began to say, the God of this place,
no wedding,
the God of the other place,
no
even of here.
When you leave miracle,
the miracle say God of that place. When you go to victory,
the
God of this place. Now you end it. God spreads everywhere, you take it away. And you have gods of places. When you come a new generation, don't study
at me.
I thank God of this place. We shall look
at
what have you said. Our God
feels
heaven and earth never lives only here.
You
want to minimize
God,
make him that is in charge of only this place.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
The
mission of Satan moved on spreading.
Of
the Lord Jesus.
Spoke
in Matthew 24. Say this from verse 1.
Matayo isule yabiri mwenya noru nyiri olisoka.
Matthew 24, verse 1.
Yesu nafuluma mu yekaalu. Yalinga atambula. Abayigirizwa be ne bajja okumulaga amazimba ga yekaalu. Olwokubiri. Naye naddamu n'abagamba nti, temulaba bino byonna. Mazima mbagamba nti, tewali sigala wano jinja eriri kungulu ku jinja. Eitalisuulibwa wansi.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Omanyimo kama ofi Yesu.
You know our Lord Jesus.
Omatayo abiri munye.
In the Matthew 24. Verse 1 and 2.
Abayigirizwa bafuluma
abwe. Disciples moved outside.
Ne bamulaga amazima
ga Yesu. They showed him the building style of the temple.
Nayo manje chava.
But you know where it came from?
Chaviri mu Yohane suri yoku.
Came from John 2.
Bwe yagamba abayuda.
When he told the Jews that break down that temple,
I will
build it in 3 days. And they told him it was built 46 years. You're going to build it in 3 days. Remember that temple, the shadow of the body of Jesus, or the body of ours.
So when
Jesus surrendered his spirit on the cross, the temple was torn. Disciples understood it.
Later.
And the ministers spoke it. They say, Lord, the things you have spoken, maybe you need to understand it well. You come, we show you the building style of the temple. The thing you say you break down building in 3 days, you look at it.
They
put time, it is of gold. And they told them, you, don't you see all this? No stone will remain on another. All will be powered down.
You
no,
know,
a day comes. No building will remain on the top.
Because
stars which you come from the sky to fall.
And
one star is bigger than planet Earth. Imagine the flow falling on the Earth. The great earthquake. In that time,
you
come out, show him the building style of the church, which is a building. You say, Lord, why are you breaking it?
Sitani ya ferensi.
Satan cornered the world.
Nateka urusuzirwewe kanisa yo
mulimba. Mountain of the false church.
Neruguru miraluti.
And God lifted high.
Emyaka bisatu mu.
Right from 312 up to today. That put it in our heads. When the born again wakes up, understand I'm the church.
But
the way it captures them, and they go back on the building,
and
they say, my church of God. Now
they're
in battles building the biggest synagogue. Our brethren said,
he's
going to build the biggest in Africa. Now, children of God, they are raising.
They build 700
billion worth.
He put that
in this church.
The
word light of knowledge and you add provision like that. My God. What you created on the world is
hot.
For the normal luck.
Baba bali no we byonna bibetaga
everything they
about business no baba
those of business you give
bano bamba desa mokama mpayo capital mitwalo 10 asa mitwalo 10 jo kawe jitikanisa yakatoka
100,000 the church of God
goli mukuzimba bizimba bigurumevu kanisa
torrid buildings abandoned church
ebyo Roman Catholic yabikola
that Roman Catholic did it
ensoro
the beast of the fourth called the Roman Empire and it exchanged
made
its image shadow the shadow
it's called
Roman Catholic Church. It sprang out of that.
It's
looking for its own life.
When it
passes through the image, the Bible
says,
when the beast got a wound,
that is
the Roman Empire itself, the
birth
of the Lord Jesus, as the
technical
salvation in Rome,
the
beast got a wound, the spirit of
Satan,
the kingdom of Satan,
which branded
the Roman Empire.
When they do, Bible
says,
the
image of the beast.
The
image of Roman Empire.
It's
called Roman Catholic
Church.
It is church.
And
they make
like
prison.
Everyone
wants God inside it. And they begin to give things of captivity.
Not
accepted to read the Bible. And the prison, do you even have a chance to choose and decide?
It's going
to move like this, the prayer. Hail Mary, Mother of God.
No more
read the Bible.
Get
the cross and the rosary.
And the
first psalm, the second psalm.
You
know to put you in a prison.
Don't
try to wake up
breakthrough.
They will beat them immediately.
In
those they press us.
In
time there is so much on us.
Imagine.
The one who
decampaigned
religion
before,
today is going to bring the Pope to us.
Hmm.
There you know there are too much on us.
They
captured America and England. All were registered.
But Kenneth
Copeland sat they
say, we believe
Pope is the holiest one of God. Those you know as the big ones.
They
think they came building it for a long time.
And
the Church of the Saints, they thought they finished it a long time.
For
those who
are in the
spirit, who sit with Lucifer, an ambassador of Lucifer under the ocean, they know they finished the church. In 2005, God took me the journey of heavens.
There
first came schemes of Satan.
Jezebel
came to attack me live.
She comes
in the glory of Lucifer.
Came
in the moment of around
3.
He was reading my books.
And
stretch a hand, throw you to the other
extreme,
on the bed.
And
she comes
sits
on the end of the bed. And she says,
I have
a great work on my work. I asked him, what is your work?
Breaking
the body of Christ on the world.
Him,
who is Christ? For I wasn't a believer.
No,
and what is his body?
No,
he told me it's the church.
No,
asked him, church, are you the one striking it with lightning?
She had
told me give me much power.
Now
we are trying to reason
mission
with each other. How are we to do the mission? Are you the one who strike lightning to church? He said you. No. You give up for that. I want to tell you what we do. We have to kill all spiritual gifts.
Because they are
the ones which build the rightful church.
nga bagimanyi bulungi n'omubiri gwa Yesu bagumanyi naye baferawo dda ekizimbe
the building in the place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
break and scatter them
and
to destroy it. If you want
to
come with
a crew
based in the ocean, we give you power. I ran.
He
put a spell around and she showed prophets and businessmen
the one again
fallen pastors you call great.
Hallelujah. Yes, you was
praise
winning.
Jesus much.
Amen.
He
showed some of the pastors
and
they are called to be powerful.
And
all of them go under the ocean. They pass through America
at
the Bermuda Triangle. That is the plan against church
to totally
never to be heard of.
Bajifure kanisa
mumu sio na make it one church in the Roman
Catholic Church. Eyo bulimbe yekizimbe
Catholic Church which is false, the building.
Era batesa ne bagamba
and the reason say
muite munga muamba buli akali mwakati ali mwamagezi
capturing whoever still holds sanity.
Mutu ukayo
when you reach there
kagambe tugenda kuzimbire kanisa tuwe byuma
to build a church for you, give you machines.
Tukusasule no kusasula
we even pay you
kuzimbire ne nyumba yabashu
build you the house of the pastors.
And you finish. Africa,
when you reach Africa,
change
names they gave you.
Give
them names of the Americans.
They
give you a ministry.
Highway of Holiness.
Highway of Holiness.
You
go to America,
Miracle
Center. You are Miracle Center.
Miracle Center,
Miracle Center is in heaven.
God
where
he says out of it
comes
miracles.
Miracles on the world there are no miracles.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
man.
You see a center of miracles here.
Bermuda Triangle.
Maybe in the Bermuda Triangle where they try to speak
many
of man of miracles of the devils.
I
don't want to speak of all that.
What
is
what? So
the right church has to be in the world.
Yeah, yes.
Of Jesus.
And they
engulfed it with a false church.
Even
though God tells you,
2
Corinthians 3, 16,
it
speaks
this.
And you cannot believe it.
Abakolinse kisoka esole yokusatu n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Abakolinse kisoka esole yokusatu n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda era ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe.
Temumanyi mwe bennyini.
Don't know yourself.
Nga muli yekalu ya Katonda.
And your temples of God.
Era ng'omwoyo wa Katonda abeera mu mmwe.
Spirit of God lives in you.
And
they got the holy temple of God
and
perverted it, took away
the
temple of the synagogue.
Ekigambo temple,
the word temple
oba yekaru,
or the synagogue
was used
much in the Old Testament
okutegeza nyumba ya Katonda,
to speak of the word of
wabula, the word of God. When it
comes to engulf what called church,
they want to become
Katonda. One who has become a temple of God.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus.
Kati obuzi watu
kata. Now the problem arrived.
Yekaru ya Katonda.
The temple of God.
Omoyo mwatura.
The spirit of God where he lives.
Sintu kufurero.
Not holy today.
Baji chamia dobuta bana owa.
Change it never to even be there.
Era nobuta zimbi bwa.
Even never to be built. And when they sent spiritual gifts on the world, they said for building church, we build the saints. But what they have the problem?
We
forgot it not a few years.
Because
they want to open their minds. This prison,
mountain
of false church
of Israel,
wants to bind them never to awake.
What
a pure church. The holy church.
And
there's no spot or wrinkle.
Yes, we have
praise you. Jesus much. Let's move on.
First
Corinthians 3:17.
Omuntu yennabu azikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda. Katonda ali muzikirizoyo. Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu yemwe.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu.
Because the temple of God on us is holy.
Yemwe.
It is you.
Naye agizikiriza.
But the one who sells it.
Usanyo yekalu ya Katonda.
Destroy the temple of God.
Obe kanisa ya Katonda.
Or the church of Christ.
Naye uloza bajifako ki?
Ask what do they mind of it?
Kubanga abali wabashubuzi.
Those were the other business people.
Urusozi rw'ebyenfuna yaba satani wabamarawo.
Mountains of the devils overtook them.
Yebuli mutu ogutula wano.
Every ending which sits here.
Kimucha 10 na biwebo ayo na
bweya. Tithe and offerings and you go.
Kwebaza byaraba.
You don't thank the rest.
Nibyo kwebaza byaraba.
Even thanksgiving is what he sees.
Arabe motoka ze mugwe.
He sees his curse in you.
Gumuro roza mukunganya kubya mukama.
Think you've gathered for God. Sigali
yakunganya kubya mukama.
Yani
rubiriddo kubazimbange kanisa ntukufu.
He build you as a holy church.
Kubanga natuzo mwana kusomera.
You want to take a school.
Amutuza yonga abalechi.
Fit a student in school targeting.
Mufudentia omuntu womwendo mugwanga.
How can they make them a worthful person in the
nation? Watengo musomesa ona asasurwa.
So a teacher's paid.
Okusomesa abana.
Teach the children.
Ne isu yabwe.
But they are
omwana no muwadenti okumanya.
How can I give knowledge to the child? Afuko
omugasi.
To become beneficial.
Ne kwata ayaje okufuko omugiriza wa Yesu.
To be a disciple of Jesus.
Ne ingo omuntu akutunula abala musi.
Someone looks at you, look. You look smart in you.
Araba mayumba ge.
He sees his houses in
you.
His cars are within you.
Mweno mubereri nga mayi tukunganye wa mukama.
You think you've gathered for God. But the one on the pulpit.
Erinya lya Yesu lyamfukira password mwana bila.
Became a password through which they will steal.
Okukwata Bible.
To get the Bible.
Kamufukira akabone na akakiri akoko kirizimu.
A sign of being accepted.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Na yingo omulimu gwe nnyini ogwa mutumibwa okola.
They work to send them to do.
Ogwo kuzimba kanisa tabukola ngana kwa
deno na kuno. They have never done it a single day.
Chovula ba.
That is why you see.
Musobola okubira mu kanisa myaka 5 ku 10.
5 to 10 years.
Kemuite kanisa
dabo. What you call church?
Kubanga nze manyo okubira mu kanisa kwe kubata.
No, being in church is that we are all present now.
Kukunganya na yati kwa wajiingira.
But you entered.
Kubanga oli kanisa noyo kanisa.
For you are a church everyone.
Kutuga tufuke kanisa ya
wa. When we join up, we are all a general church.
Umbili kwa Christ.
The body of Christ.
Yesu yabazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yosu uji. Mubiro bidie
edi. In those seasons before.
Mweli yoburi imba.
Of the eras of
Jesus. Kusubu ubera mwe miaka 5.
You can be there 5 years.
Wenebi ya wandikuwe. Chinele nyobi 5.
You have at most 5 scriptures.
Simanyo wabuli chimochi kuatira mwaka.
I don't know whether you get every scripture from there.
Uchukuatira mwaka mwaramba.
For a year. It takes you a year to get 1 scripture.
Ngano mwana asoma paka mpithiri.
Even three. A child starting to P3.
Abama nyebi tundu biyechi wojono.
They know at least parts of a butterfly. To name them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Never thought to build
Ante
you.
Zimbe
even the building church.
Or
the one building
in
they have to look see whether it's aligned well. But they mind what? When they preach what they preach, and you get heated up, and the baskets are out. When they gather, you go home. Whether you become a holy church or no, none of this
business.
Imagine God picks you tomorrow.
For he picks
the church without spot no wrinkle.
But
we have a general day for us all.
And
we have your individual day for picking you.
They have
found you in what state? Are you a holy church? Satan is a
competition.
Put competitions now.
Ani azimbe singa.
Who's built the
place?
Yes,
me.
I am the great man of God. After you reach to God, he will ask you of his churches. And you tell him, Lord, we left them on the world. We didn't build them. When
he
speaks of us in Ephesians,
you
wanted to pass here that you understand. There is the mountain of the false churches. It got lifted high.
It
engulfed the rightful church. It's down in there.
You're
there, say, Lord. Ask for iron sheets. Ask for glass.
Build
you a glorious church.
And
they say, you children. Intercession would have been wrong. And ask for glasses.
Muzimbe kunganire dunji
yekanisa. A good synagogue for the church.
Nene musabe birabe byomoyo.
Ask me spiritual gifts.
Ebinazimbe kanisa yange ekukuvu.
My holy church.
Abatume banabbi nabasumba abatufu.
Prophets and pastors who are right.
Kati tubisababiri kifura nenge webi.
Things stand upside down now.
Chivula babega irizi waro. Bagamba mulinde
ko. I told you intercessors here you wait.
Kubanga byokwegayira kwa munange simanyi mugenda kwegayira yo.
I don't know what you to intercede.
Okusinza bwe nalinda byokwegayirizi be kanisa.
Intercessors of church have ever seen.
Baba yita bagayirizi be kanisa. Ne eriye yo mulimba.
But the false church.
Tayinza nakwegayira kwa kwe kulu.
Intercede for your sake.
Kubanga yegayira we kanisa egulumire.
For the church beneath that eye.
Sangari shika taraba ya mambara sitoro bobo bobo ekanisha yibukame ya mai tuzibire mukamangiri kumayiro namba
shiba
yibukamanga ya ndabiru wa muyo na ekanisha yechichiwa baibu yongira mukagai jekanisha yorufa elibira ya chichiwa mukama kuluri tuari muzami wepe na yekaira kado ozimba ayibukama eze ndabiru wa
muyo. God who was understanding.
Nagane mwana wange.
My child.
Ekanisa yange yiri wali yali katira beri.
Look at this church.
Taina na cha
kulia. They have nothing to eat.
Taina ne cha manyi ne mukuru tamanyi biliyo.
They don't know even what is in heaven.
Wengendo kuddo kuno na tamanyi na matwale gewa abo.
They don't know territories of their home.
Wali omukoze mu mulimu na katono.
Have you worked the work in them at all?
Nabega irizi bachi amizibwa
da. Intercessors has to be perverted.
Bafuka bakongo.
They became shrine helps.
They
don't accept the Spirit to lead them. They give them.
But
the Spirit is the greater the chief intercessor. But they chose out another who leads them. Leader of intercessor. Now the Holy Spirit is what? Leader of intercessor.
Is
on the world is the Holy Spirit.
In
heaven it is Jesus. That one who's born in the world is an ambassador of the Holy Spirit. He's not the leader of it. But they give you leadership. You know, if you're leader of it,
you
have to know what God wants.
Because
the things of God. I don't know whether you knew it. And I tell intercessors, you keep waiting here.
The
angels keep doing that role of interceding, even of creation. Romans, they're
groaning
interceding. The ministry will stand.
Amen.
The ministry
will, how will it move on?
If
you intercede this to come, you wait. Some of you locked.
They say our
gift has been suppressed here.
Wait,
till you're ready to intercede.
But
those who have become shrine helps out there.
Satan
captured that gift.
You
live the right full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
will come back, no worry.
First,
leave issues to the Holy Spirit and the holy angels, even holy creations.
They
are there interceding.
Apostle
demons that will attack him,
he
did put intercessors there.
You
can intercede home.
But
the here that you have come for intercede, don't come. You wait. If you come pray, your things come. You can get your time come.
But
intercede on ministry's behalf, you keep waiting for that. Wait. Don't trouble us.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Don't
get angry of me. According to what I saw.
Intercessors
have beat church down. Satan has captured them.
They
sit down on the mats. ngatavaawo bwalaba omwegayiriza omupya amukuba bukubi ng'ayita mu nnimi zino ezitategeerekeka
bayinza okukuba ebirabo byonna ne babisaanyawo nga sitaani amaze okubawamba
obaola
bambeegendereza Yesu
yebasibwa
sitaani bw'amala okubawamba ebintu biba
byonoonese
atusomeko mu beefeso wano
Abefeso esuule yokutaano n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ettaano
Ephesians 5:25
abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo
ekibuuzo bulijjo kyentera okubuuza
The question I always ask
bagambye abasajja bagalenga
men to love
bakyala baabwe bakazi
baabwe
nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa
As Christ loved the church
ne yeewaayo ku lwayo
and he gave himself up for it
yeewaayo lwa kizimbe
he gave himself up for the building or for you
olabye obuvuzi gye buva
you see how blasphemy comes from
yo Roman Catholic
Roman Catholic
obe kanisa y'obulimba
or the false church
Yesu yabazi
praise Jesus
yatandikira okuvvola
began to blaspheme
nti Yesu yafirire kye
Jesus died for that building
kubanga baba Yesu yagali kanisa najifirira
Jesus loved church died for it
then yafirira kikubizimbe nawe
what the, on the building and you
ebizimbe byali byayonona
buildings are they sinned
waji ebizimbe byali byayonona
buildings are they sinned
Yesu alioka abifirira
Jesus to come die for them
ne yewayo
kale himself
kirwoze kongo
think of it
saa zino ngo vama busi
time when you're from captivity
kati awo Yesu ne bamukpe migo wekanisa
ekizimbe for the building the church
omanya abasinga bagamba
most people say
ne katero yo mutuma abera mukuwakanya
apostle is against everything
kuno siku wakanya
this is not being against
wabula tungabe tunakugamba
but has told you
nti olutalo lwange luli wakati
my battle
wa satani omulimba wensi
between satan the devil
n'obutamanya
and ignorance
kana ate waliwo olutalo
now there's another battle
wakati w'ekizikiza n'omusana
between darkness and light
katonda ngalwanisa
god fighting
satan olunawo luli awo
naye
olwange
but my own
kupati eyo luyambulo yampa
that part he gave me a portion of it
Sawa zino
this time
omusana ye katonda
light is god
ye musana ogwo kumanya
that's the light of knowledge
wana nechizikiza satan
fights with darkness satan
utamanya no bulimba
ignorance and deception
ye kapati ke yampa
be the part he gave me
ulwana gana lucifer
fighting with lucifer
no butamanya
and ignorance
nanga owe nkuti
me too I handle that you they have given you where
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ndi tuchitufu tuli bakozi wa mulekano.
True we work us to God.
Nemo okola naye abako wa kugakwata wan.
With him he gives you handle here for me.
Kakati bwe chituka kukumanya.
Coming to knowledge.
Ekanisa ntufu jeri na yali yabulawo.
Church is there but it had disappeared.
Nga oliyo bakuwamba.
Out there they captured you.
Nge bizimbe bikugurumiddeko.
Buildings are mixed high in mind.
Mundowoza.
In your thoughts. In your actions.
Era nga bobo genda mukizimbe.
If you're going in that building.
Ekanisa yamkama abantu bambala ko bulungi.
Very holy people close very well.
Wotukeri.
When you're rich.
Ekanisa ntufu ojambala. Ojambula ngo yambala mu
mini. You close your mini skirts out there.
Okumanya sitani musiro nyo atenga mubinyo
full and the evil one
akutise ekizibe
mukanisa
ya katonda
the church of god
gwe kanisa ato moyo maino tula
na
kuleka ngoli mugwa gwa muzimu
when you are corrupted
noje obugoyo obumpi
get your short clothings
mukanisa tuwavudde yo
manya church we left church
abange Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Eremba mujano mu.
When you come here.
Murine ebintu bye mwayamba de bitali bitufu.
Clothes not right.
Mbu muri bampisa
kumbe character but.
Abamukumwe.
Some of you.
Muri bazibu bana abazale empanga zino.
Very hard.
Obana abazala zino abazala sekalira.
Very hard people.
Ati we food de mbono
claimed you humble
okakanye uri mukanisa yako wera bidegwa kanye ni gwo ino kubekanisa
yourself you're meant to be the church
bona ava wano
after you leave here
uge no kole dalumbo vude mukanisa
act stubborn you're out of church
hmm. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satan
trapped you that.
Katubirimbe mbwe
era mukanisa. Mbwe bifuruma mu babigeze. Out there for
out. They
are not in the church.
Bisobola kola ebyonono. Yesu abisinganirize
eyo. Sin Jesus to find them out there.
Ngasika kanisa ndukufu.
And for the holy church.
Katyo jamunene wewe
you come very humbled. You clean
us mu nyumba ya
Mukama. Come in the house of God.
Kanisa ya Katonde
bantu ku.
Kumbe walina kuba
gwe. It was meant to be you.
Then you have
a holy place where the Holy Spirit sits.
Don't have
a person clothed in white
to
sit in that.
Where
they
gather,
because they are a holy church,
they go
a holy place they gather from.
And
God puts His glory there. And we build the temple.
Can't
be hit by rain and sunshine. Satan
perverted
the world. Pulled the mountain which is a prison.
It's in
the entire world.
Now
you may think you ran from the prison.
Yet
where you are in it. You still in those religions of yours.
It's
called the Seventh Day Adventist Church. You find it there.
It is not even
for the Adventists. It's not abusing. Some people out there say we be abused.
But yet, not
they say
if
it's building the church,
then
Jesus died.
For
the bricks. Look at the Adventist church.
It's
that of people who gather in there.
The one
meant to be with
that is
those in there or the building.
I
think if they say they would have written the forehead. This one you see is the
Seventh Day Adventist Church.
People are moving like that. But because it's this one,
Jesus
has a lot to take.
For
those of the Catholics are plenty.
First,
take the Catholics for the first.
After
taking them, he takes them to heaven.
You come back
for the Protestants.
Some
they are not
Saint Stephen.
Is that of Saint
Peter?
Another for Saint Peter.
Those who
own them, they will come back for them.
First Protestant church.
First Protestant church is Soka.
Nayo umanyes obularu.
Madness. Prison, you may not realize it.
Ni mazima ni wapa wasomo tia.
Though your land, that prison is hot.
You need
Spirit of the Lord to set you free.
Asoka
sunurama. That He opens your mind.
Omanya mazima kufuru wede.
No truth to set you free.
Nayo kati. No,
after I take the Protestants. They are the Adventists. The mosque.
He cannot come for his house.
After you come for the Adventists.
Maybe
the Jehovah's Hall too will be online.
But
they build halls as for them. Now these are born again. I don't
know
whether you will begin
to come out.
This light shining
is
light is not shining well. This is what dim light.
We are on the door of prison.
Don't you reach the door of the prison as if you see outside.
But
one
sister
said we lost home.
And people
again understand they are the church at times, but they are there, not sure.
You know,
they got a memory loss. wires try to get back connected. Prisoners of the false churches.
They
totally got mad, don't understand. Born again seems to get to sanity back. I am the church. And the wire sorts again. Let's go build the church of God. It's not that, it's me. Like that.
Because
of light of the word, it will get back. Time has left us. Let's get back to that mountain in the other time. The spirit of the false church overtakes the rightful church. And you're born, they capture your mind immediately.
They
take them to church, dedicate them.
No,
and you grow, they take you to church.
But
don't know you're meant to be the church. That is the world we are in. The darkness of ignorance. Satan got bound people.
Saint Peter, Saint Mark, Saint Paul.
As they checked from the body.
Told
God to build you a church on the world.
Eriwa.
Where is the church?
Eri.
It's there. On the world.
Saint Mark. Eri.
Saint Mark. God says, but. You know, when we were in the jar of heavens, many things got short. I can't speak them as a story, we have to study them. But what
concerns
church?
There
came a heading called the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches.
We are introducing
schemes of Satan.
You
see why you have to know them.
The
right church was taken away a long time. No one cares.
Ephesians 5
verse
26.
He cleanses what? The church.
Don't
know whether Jesus woke up in the morning or
not.
He got his basins, went to those synagogues, the churches, and is washing them. Then he will cleanse them.
This is good
thought if you do that.
There's
something wrong. Jesus went to wash the church and
is
on the building.
Issues
of gotten perverted now.
Befeso isule yokutano nolo nyiriri olabiri momusango.
Ephesians 5:27.
Aliokajele tereye njini ekanise yechitibwa ngateri na bala ne wankubadde olufunyiro ne wankubadde chone chifana na angabino na yebe ere ntukuvu.
He said to bring a church. You will take which one? What have you built? Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we need a new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Then
the right things God wants how they are meant to be.
And
to move on with the generation prevailing, I don't see where we are going.
And
the truth is this.
When
God tells you revival will come from Uganda, it's true.
As
we revive church, the Holy Church to come back.
Think
of preachers in the world, the great ones. You say they are great. But they can't differentiate that church for us. There you know God is doing something in this world.
He
is doing something basic in our nation.
Light
of the word shining much. When you read Isaiah 61, Isaiah 66 verse 1. We are going to end there. Let's read there as we hear.
Isaiah 66
verse
1. Yange, nensi yentebe yebigere byange. Nyumba kije muri nzimbira. Era kifochi ekiri be kiwumulo kyange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is the Lord. Heaven is my throne. Earth is his footstool. What house shall we build for him? What place shall we put for him resting there?
They
build them and they put the seat of God in them. That's not the seat of God. According to Revelation, that is the seat of Lucifer.
Satan
and his fallen angels.
For
this, they are where the throne of Lucifer, the seat of Satan. If you go in a synagogue that they call church, and they tell you there is a throne of Jesus there, you know you are on a problem. Praise Jesus.
When
they tell you that seat, only pastor is the one who sits in it, and Jesus.
No,
you are on a problem. If things got corrupted much, as we raise up this time, God asks you, heaven is a throne. Ask if his footstool. What house can you build for him? What place can he come sit rest?
Yet
he asked us, we be a house built. The spirit to sit in us. He accepted that. But concerning building, he said, I feel heaven and the earth. Even my spirit is in every place.
Yes,
that's the place we decided to gather two or three. I manifest and appear.
That's
why I say, well, two or three gather for his sake. He's in the
middle.
For he's everywhere. Just to manifest. And built and say it's his house. Temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
If
say you worship the living God,
those
who built long time,
those
who shall begin the other time, then we summarize this mountain and the prison of Satan, the false church that engulfed the holy church of Christ, the saints of God. We shall enter in and see. Even those who built the temple, the shadow one, they say, I built the tabernacle of the name of the Lord. It wasn't the house of God.
Yabanga yari
it was called the name of the Lord. After he broke that, he built the one of 3 days.
It
became of his name also. That's why we call born again Christian.
He coming
from Christ, the anointed. His name gets to be on us.
The temple
of his, temple of his spirit.
Eh, bazi mangere bizimbe
bazi manga. Build the build what?
Ngabazimba yali nyali yabo.
Build for the name of
era,
the Lord.
Kabaka Solomon abaji dedicating
ayo. Solomon has dedicated this.
Osinzire muguru.
Base in heaven.
Eyo jotura ali mukama.
Oyanukulenga abantu. Abakusabira mu kifo kino. People who pray from this place.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
much.
Didn't say, Lord,
you
raised
in
this temple.
It
answers people who pray to you. No.
When
you God is big, he's glorified.
He cannot
have a place he can sit.
That's
why
he's waiting
in you.
Ariwona.
He's everywhere. You can't limit him.
Yes, he was
praise with Jesus much.
And
we shall begin from there as we connect with Isaiah chapter 4 the verse 5 and 6.
There
will be a tent.
It will
be their tent.
If you will
be hit by rainfall, the sun shall not hit on you,
but I will
put my glory on it.
He
calls it a tent.
He
puts honor on it, a synagogue. Which is church, it's different from the church you've been on. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.